Welcome to the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I'm joined by fiber artist who focuses on needle felting, Jerry Berklow, whose work you may have seen in the windows recently at Plenty Bookshop on Broad, which is absolutely beautiful and stunning work. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Andrea. Nice to be here.
Why don't you give me just a little bit of background? Because I think some people probably don't even understand what needle felting is.
Sure. Needle felting as a home skill has been around since the mid-80s when somebody came up with the great idea for developing the felting needle, which is the main tool that I use. And I just take wool that's been shorn and washed from the sheep and then twisted over a metal sculpture wire, an armature wire, and just keep building up the layers till I have my little form that I'm making. So that's how it works.
Okay, so it's textiles, but it's also like a little bit of metal sculpture in there.
Like, yeah,
there's like a soft metal that's pliable.
Yep.
I was like, what's that word I'm looking for? And I actually remembered it.
I don't get to play with power tools, but I do get to play with like pliers and stuff, which is pretty advanced for me.
Well, and sometimes, let's be real, some of us probably shouldn't play with power tools.
Probably too, but my husband, that's part of his mantra too.
So how did you get started doing that? Because it seems like such a specific thing.
Yeah, well, I'm a hospice nurse by trade, and I'm retired now. And this was kind of something that I stumbled on. My friends and fellow nurses were mostly knitters, so they could travel around, and they dragged me to every yarn shop in Southern Colorado, which is where we came from. But anyway, they were I wasn't interested in learning how to spin. I didn't want to learn how to knit because I already was a quilter, and I had like a million different crafts that I liked. But they had this wonderful stuff called roving at the yarn stores, and it came in all these wonderful colors. So I was buying reds and pinks and orange and yellow, and then I got them home, and I'm like, what do I do with this stuff? And nobody knew anything about it. You know, they just had it. I guess it was there for spinners because spinners could turn it into yarn, and then they would knit with it. But I didn't want to do that. So anyway, I stumbled on this, and good old YouTube kind of propelled me.
YouTube University and artist best friends.
Exactly. So I'm completely self-taught, as most needle felters, I think, are. It's only been around for a few years now, you know. But anyway, my husband and I were taking care of my mom and dad before they passed, and we actually moved into their home and cared for my mom. And all she wanted to do in the evening was sit and watch TV. And how many times can you watch the same episode of Dr. Pole, you know? So I was up for something to do with my hands. So that's what needle felting did for me. And I would kind of quietly watch YouTube videos. And she would be watching her shows. But anyway, that's how I taught myself to do this.
I love that. It's because it is something so different. And honestly, like for me, I thought it was something that's been around forever because when you look at it, it kind of has that like vintage, old timey feel.
Yes.
Like
it does.
It wouldn't look out of place in a general store in the 1800s.
Right.
And it's so cool and so different. And I love it. So tell me like some of the things you've done that you really love.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
I know you do a lot of animals.
Yes, animals are my favorite thing. I can't really do people. I don't really like people very much, so therefore I'm going to stick to animals. And but I'm a big bunny person. I've done lots of rabbits, and I spent several years only making mice. So I've kind of branched out now. I'm into frogs and squirrels and that kind of stuff.
So little woodland creatures.
Woodland creatures. My studio is in the middle of the woods, and I just look out, and there's a wren on my bird feeder, and so I'm making a wren. Oh, my gosh, it looks just like that, you know?
Oh.
So that's really neat.
So that's fun. So, like, the way you get ideas is just look outside.
Yep. I've waited a long time to live in the woods, and I'm so happy to have acorns of my own and my own leaves and sticks. And it takes on its own life.
I can imagine, as someone who just spent several days at a cabin in the woods, it's the ideal life for me.
It really is. You know, we have turkeys that walk past and no people. An occasional
and since you don't like
mailman.
Them, then that's perfect.
That's terrible. I shouldn't say that as a nurse. That sounds really bad. But
I get it, though.
I think a lot of adults can identify with that.
100%, especially this time of year.
Yeah.
We'll be right back on the scene with more with Jerry Berklow. Welcome back to the scene. I'm here today talking to Jerry Berklow, who does beautiful needle felt. So you mentioned you don't like to do people.
Right.
Are there artists who do? Because honestly, I kind of feel like people in this style might just look a little bit creepy.
Yeah, a lot of people do gnomes and fairies and babies and Santas, that kind of thing.
Okay, but not just like a typical person walking down the street.
Yes,
so much.
Sure. There are lots of people that just do people.
Oh, I just, I don't know, the style, it just seems like.
But what could be more fun than an owl in a big hat? You know,
I love that.
A little owl in a big hat.
Oh,
or a mouse in a bathtub. I mean, why would you ever need to do a person?
Exactly.
There's lots of areas of expertise that you can explore.
I'm with you on that. Like, I really like the woodland creatures because it feels like looking at something from like Beatrix Potter, Frog and Toad. And
yes.
Like those,
brings
like,
up those great childhood memories.
Exactly. And that's why, like, part of why it seems like it's something that's been around longer than the 80s is because, like, those books have been around forever.
Yes.
And they just fit so seamlessly. I just love it. It's so interesting because it's, again, it's not something you see a lot of people doing.
Yeah, people think, oh, I wonder how they did that. What does that feel like, you know? And that's kind of one of the neat things about felting. It's such a tactile.
Yeah, I just want to touch
thing.
It all.
Everybody just wants to touch it, which is great. I mean, how do you not touch it?
So I know clearly you get inspiration from just where you live out in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else specific that really like, well, sometimes you'll see something and you're just like, oh, perfect idea.
Children's books really ignite, ideas for me. I have a whole series on Pig the Pug that he was in the Tiny Show, at the Silver Fern.
Oh, okay. So
yes.
Tiny Show is always so fun.
Yeah. But I made a, Pig the Pug that was acting like the Princess and the Pea. So she couldn't go to sleep. And so, you know, there's just a world full of inspiration. Tasha Tudor is the name of my dog. We call her Tootie for obvious reasons. And, yeah, but Beatrix Potter, Tasha Tudor, those were all big inspirations in my life. So
absolutely.
I still have some of my favorite books from when I was a kid, and it's fun to look through them and come up with an idea. So
I love that.
Yeah.
And how much fun, like, for something where you can really just be so creative. I mean, like, you can do that with any art form, but this, I feel like I would be writing stories about all of them. And giving them little voices.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
A lot of felting artists are doing like stop motion photography and little videos and stuff. I don't know how to do that.
Oh, I don't know how to do that either.
I just want to sit in my studio and make squirrels, so it's all good.
That sounds like such a great life.
I've waited a long, like I said, a long time. You know, I think people say, how do you come up with your ideas? And I always say I need 5 lifetimes to get them all out of my head.
So one thing I always like to ask people, when you're working, what are you listening to?
Oh, that's really good. Currently, I'm into podcasts. I like anything about homekeeping and organization, those kinds of things. Things you can't really, you don't have to watch. You can just listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't, if you're watching TV and trying to do this, you're going to stab yourself and then you're very unhappy.
Yeah,
for
we
days.
Don't need that.
No, and you're bleeding all over stuff. So anyway, I'm listening to audiobooks mostly.
That's good. I don't know if I could do that because I get so connected and so emotional that I'd just be like crying into every single one of them and then be like, here, this was made with my tears and probably blood, because of course I would stab myself at
of
some
course
point.
Of course you would, yes.
Not on purpose.
Yeah, when I teach, I always, I love to teach too. But anyway, the kids always have a Band-Aid in them because people are constantly stabbing themselves. And
how sharp is the felting needle?
Oh, it's sharp. It's like it'll go through your thumbnail.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ow. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Jerry Berklow. You're back on the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I'm talking to fiber artist Jerry Berklow. So you mentioned being inspired by children's books, which is incredible because it leads right into this beautiful display you've done for Plenty Bookshop. Tell me all about that and how it came about and everything.
Oh, Plenty. What a gift to this community, though, right?
They're amazing. They're amazing. Yes. Love them.
So when I was visiting them over on Spring Street, and then I was so excited when they moved over to Broad Street because that is like the perfect building.
Oh, God, it's beautiful.
And I've just always harbored an interest in doing windows. You know, that was so out of my wheelhouse as a nurse. I mean, that's completely different. And it's something that I have always wanted to try. So I just randomly put it out there and emailed Ashley, the store manager.
Love
her. And she said, come on down. You know, I'd love it. I'd love to see your work. And my first introduction art-wise in Cookeville was the little craft show, the Handmade Here.
Okay.
Craft show a couple years ago, and I met Ashley at that point through the Biz Foundry.
Yeah.
And they did such a great job with that show. But anyway, that's how she met me. And so we just had a meeting. I kind of threw out there that I was interested in just doing this for fun. You know, I wanted to try my hand at it, and she was very open to it, and we had a sit-down meeting. I had drawn up a few ideas and stuff, and she said, well, let's just do one window. And then when we had our meeting, she said, well, we have two windows, so let's do two windows. This was in August, and it was pretty much full time for me from August through the end of October.
Oh, wow.
And just free reign to come up with ideas and come up with our little vision. And then I worked with Stacy at the store. She's the assistant manager.
Yeah.
And she's the one that did all the burrow coverings and stuff in the right-hand window as you're looking at the store.
Oh, okay.
So that was her idea. But anyway, it just came to fruition. And it was just so much fun. It was like being 6 years old again and getting to work on your very favorite thing that you ever got for Christmas, your dollhouse, you know?
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
It just started out with random boxes and started putting them together as rooms.
It turned out just absolutely beautiful.
Isn't it fun?
And it's just so fun. And every time you look through it, because I go to Plenty a lot because I buy all the books. But every time you look at, you see something different. Because there's just so much in there. And it's so great.
I mean, the little burrows were, oh, that was such a fun thing. But I painted all the pictures over the mantles and made the books on the bookshelves. All of the furniture is made by me. You know, I'm not trying to brag about it. But
no, you're a woman of many talents.
So
brag away.
It was just so fun. And my little kingdom at my studio is equipped. I don't even need to leave, you know. I just have all these little things that I've collected for 30 years and got to use a lot of them in the store windows. So anyway,
Good. All
those little creatures are for sale. If anybody sees anything that they like, just hook me up.
So they should reach out to you?
Just reach out to me and I'll make it happen.
Perfect. And they can reach out to you on Instagram, correct?
Instagram is the best way to see my work, and it's at Jerry Burklow.
Okay.
I do have an Etsy shop that's woefully out of stock and out of luck. It's
pretty sad. I know how that goes. And then are you doing any shows coming up? I know Made Here Market just started accepting applications for the Biz Foundry again.
Oh, okay. I'm done for the year.
Same, thankfully.
Yes. It's always just kind of a, thankfully, over.
But yeah, so Made Here Market, any plans of applying for that one again?
Probably Art Prowl and I try to do two shows a year because that's pretty much all the time. Things take so long to make.
I would imagine. How long does like this frog?
Like, I brought a little frog that's probably 6 inches tall. He's probably took about 40 hours.
Oh, wow.
My squirrels, which are lifelike, they're life-size, they take about 80 hours to make.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's pretty eye-opening to people.
Absolutely. Well, if you get a chance, y'all, go check out the windows at Plenty Downtown Bookshop. See the incredible little family in there. It's just absolutely stunning. Check out at Jerry Burklow on Instagram. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. It was fun.